Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, and I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast.
Take it easy. Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Rowe.
What up, buddy? Ryan Hoppy.
That's me.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's
got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. We are live on Spreaker and on Facebook Live. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. If that's the thing you want to do, if that's what you're into, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into. So, I think we need to have an open, honest discussion about Kanye West fans. For too long have we given F fan base a pass. For too long have we said, oh, it's just them being crazy and wild. This does not go with every single Kanye West fan. Just the people at the Rolling Loud show. You're all a bunch of assholes.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Listen, I never get fan bases of radio shows, usually into shock jock culture or musical artists like Kanye West or TV shows. It's the Reddit Twitter culture of just running your mouth and thinking your heroes care about you. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your heroes do not care about you, and they view you as nothing more and nothing less than a peasant. Because I'm over it. I'm done with people like going, oh, well, you know, Kanye is going to be proud of me for throwing things at Kid Cudi while he's performing. It's a bait and switch is what happened to Kid Cudi. He got fucked. Now, it's the daily reminder on this podcast that I would not swear if I was on the radio. But with things like this, man, how do you not swear, bruh? I mean, seriously. So the Rolling Loud show was this weekend. And it was a Rolling Loud time. I don't know. And Kanye West was supposed to perform. And he didn't go. So they had Kid Cudi go. And I don't get this hate that Kid Cudi has been getting. I think the problem with Kid Cudi is he's too real. I wish I could play some of his music on this podcast, but then that would go into the territory of copyright. But it's very depressing. He was influenced by Kurt Cobain, but he's actually good at being influenced by Kurt Cobain. Because you have MGK who's like, that was my hero. I'm like, bro, I hung out with you in Cleveland Radio, Colson Baker. I know you do have like suicidal tendencies and mental health issues, but Colson Baker and MGK are two different people. But Kid Cudi's pretty pretty accurate to what he's doing. Scott Mascuddy, that's his real name. So this is what happened. It was the Rolling Loud concert in Miami, which just sounds like an awful time. It's 100 degrees, probably no water in sight, and it's just, ugh. The artist pleaded with the Miami, Florida audience to quit throwing objects before he left. Kid Cudi announced his annoyance during his Rolling Loud Miami performance. On Friday night, he walked off during his headlining performance when fans continued to bombard the artist with water bottles and other objects. Rolling Stone reports that Cudi was hit in the face with at least one water bottle. In a video circulating on social media, he's seen pleading with the fans and said, I get hit with one more fucking bottle, I will leave right now. And like, I don't know what you're supposed to say in that situation, because you're obviously being disrespected by the loser Kanye West fans that think, oh, I'm impressing him. Yeah. You notice that Kanye West doesn't get along with any of his exes or his kids or Kid Cudi or Big Sean or anyone that's ever worked with him. Why do you think if you are a fan of him and if you met Kanye, he'd be nice to you? I've experienced this in radio. If somebody treats everybody else awfully, why do you think in your narcissism mind that, oh, they're going to treat you differently? Just saying. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. Cudi continued to tell the fans if something else was thrown, he would walk off and a fan threw another object. He dropped his mic and walked off. Cudi's performance comes as he took over Kanye West's spot in the festival lineup after he dropped out last week. After he walked off, fans began to chant his name. Although West did not perform during his headlining slot, he made a guest appearance with Lil Durk when he performed a song from his Life of Pablo album. Yeah, it was a bait and switch. Kanye West didn't feel like doing any work. He sucks now. So what they did was they said, let's have Kid Cudi go up there, and we know that he's going to get booed by our dumb sycophant, however you say the word, fans. So we know they're going to bombard him, and then we'll come out during the Lil Durk performance. Which, I don't know what the hell happened to Lil Durk. He was never amazing, but man, he went from pretty good rap to just... That's what it sounds like. Jesus Christ. I don't get it. You're not impressing anybody. Oh, wow. You threw things at Kid Cudi. Good for you. It's definitely somebody that doesn't have a life. Because Kid Cudi's really mentally ill, and I can really relate to his lyrics. Because, like, he's not pretending to be something he's not. Kanye West is like, I'm a man of God, but I'm obsessed with my wife, my ex-wife. I'm a man of God, but I beat up people. I'm a man of God, but I announced that we almost had an abortion. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of things where you go, oh, Kanye West is just a marketing genius. Kid Cudi's more genuine, and that's why he hasn't made it as far. The other problem with Kid Cudi was Man on the Moon, his first CD, because that's how long ago it was an actual CD in 08. I'm not out of touch by saying CD. It was an actual CD. Man, all the songs on there, Higher, all the songs on there, all of them were great. Let me look at the list, because I really wish I could play anything on here, but the copyright... Day and Night was good. Let me see here. Sky Might Fall is depressing. My World's depressing. These are all the songs on the CD. Pursuit of Happiness is depressing. Day and Night, the remix is good. Make or Say is good. It's good music. That was his first CD. And Kid Cudi was like, I'm going to make more CDs. And they were, there was one that was like him trying to be Kurt Cobain. And every song is sounded like this. And I played it for my girlfriend and she thought it was awful. And I only liked it during the quarantine because I was pretending to be depressed. Well, I wasn't pretending. Yeah, it was Man on the Moon 2. Indicut is good. It's in, it's from 2013. But Man on the Moon was, Don't Play This Song was not good. Asher Cushion wasn't good. Yeah, you get the point. That's the problem. He had that second CD in 2010 that was garbage. I like it because I'm a Cudi fan and I can relate to the depression. But the first CD was so popping. It was so popular. Day and Night. And then the second one was around the time he was having suicidal tendencies and his marketing went down. Kid Cudi's had a hard life for being a rapper. And you know, people are going to go, well, Ryan, he's a millionaire. He's rich and famous. How could someone like that have a hard life? If he's telling us he's having a hard life, he's having a hard life. He also kind of manifests the negativity or rolling loud, but here was what the Rolling Loud team said about Kanye West going, oh, I just can't perform this year. I'm so busy. Here's what they said. We spent months working with him and his team on the performance. Unfortunately, Ye has decided that he will no longer be performing. This is the first time a headliner has ever pulled off our show. And though we didn't take it lightly, we wish him the best. We look forward to welcoming Cudi as a headliner, and we can't wait to see what he has. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really sad for the Kanye West fans. It's okay to like his music, man. But to think that he's like a role model or whatever. I love Kid Cudi and I don't even view him as a role model. I think it's because like when you meet so many people or you interview so many people you like in radio and you meet comedians, all of them are miserable. Everybody's miserable. We didn't sign up to be on this planet. Some people deal with it better than others, but wow, you're a famous rapper. You're also going into the ground or getting cremated, Kanye, into the forever nothingness of death. I view everything like that. It's dark and depressing. It's because I lost my dad at 21, but I'm like, okay. Like, I see this headline here about Elon Musk, and I go, oh, cool, dude. You're also going to die someday, too. But then again, he would be the person to live forever. We will get to that right after this on Happy Hour. Hang on.
Happy Hour
will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best around, I'm a man of my words. I will not lie to you. Go to AmirAcademy.com. Monday through Saturday, he has classes. And when I tell you he's the best around, I've been going back. I got a little depressed, a little lazy. And this is how good Amir is. This is how elite Amir is. This is how amazing Amir is. I hadn't gone in a year, and he heard me doing some of my shows, Happy Hour on the Bone, when it was allowed. And Amir texted me and said, hey, why haven't you been at class? And he called me out about it. And I've went, and I've been feeling better, and I've been having better endorphins since I'm going to class. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. Here's what I'm trying to express to you. He will call you out. He will tease you in class, but he has a heart of gold. One of the greatest guys I've ever met. And I've hung out with other boxing trainers that are cool. Eric Marshall out in Bradenton's cool. Some other ones are douchebags. You know, like when you get that trainer that's like, oh, yeah. No, that's not Amir. He's the best. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com. Tell him I sent you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Yes! Yes!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
Elon Musk had an affair with Google founder Sergey Brin's wife in December, which led to their divorce and end of tech billionaire's friendship. Years after Google founder Sergey's $500,000 loan kept Tesla afloat. I'm beginning to not really like Elon Musk anymore. I'm beginning to not really dig him. I never was a big fan. And I get that when you're rich and famous, you're going to cheat on your wife with other people. It just kind of comes with the territory. But he has now gone into the territory of like Simon Cowell, of being in your friend's girl while they're married. Like, listen, you can bang who you want, but when somebody is helping you with $500,000 and you bang their girl afterwards, you're a scumbag, dude. And that's why I don't really respect Elon Musk. I don't know how he got rich, but Tesla wasn't like his main idea. He didn't come up with it from the beginning. I also wouldn't want to hang out with Jeff Bezos either. But my God, I respect the hell out of the fact that that came from nothing. I know his ex-wife helped out a lot, and she's a G, and she doesn't get enough credit. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will take Elon Musk never as a person to look up to. Jeff Bezos, beginning from nothing, that's cool. And then there's this local lawyer named Derek. Well, lawyers are usually local, unless it's John Morgan. I think his name's like Derek Bernstein or whatever. And he commented on my post. I posted a picture of a meme of Jeff Bezos' old office. And it was like, next time you want to give up, remember this was Jeff Bezos' first office. And it shows like a banner and graffiti that said Amazon.com. And he was like, essentially saying, that's cool and all, but he had an idea and no one else does. So this is a dumb meme to post. Let me get the exact quote. And I was like, dog, I'm just trying to share positivity. I know not everybody's going to be a millionaire or a billionaire. I hate when people take memes literally. It's like you need to relax a little bit. You need to take a deep breath and realize everything's going to be okay. If you're getting offended or bothered by my meme, I think you're projecting something else that goes on in your day. I don't get it, dog. I do not get it at all. 856-49 Hoppy. All right, it says here, current richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. Next time you want to give up, think of this. And it's him in his office. And the guy comments, Derek Bernstein, he says, don't conflate Bezos' humble beginning to others, though. Man is a workaholic and a genius. Why can't I conflate? That's a very lawyer word to use. His humble beginning to others. What are you implying? That no one else can achieve that? Oh, Jeff Bezos is the only person that can achieve anything. I wasn't saying everybody's going to be worth 500 million, quadrillion, kabillion dollars. I thought that was such an asswipe thing to comment. But then again, a sassy comment like that, you would want that guy as your lawyer. And I'm being serious. That is a sassy comment. That is on the contrary, which lawyers are usually contrarians.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Sergey Brin filed for divorce from his wife, Nicole Shanahan, in January, citing irreconcilable differences. Took me a second to get that out. Now, friends of the pair tell WSJ that Nicole had an affair with Elon Musk in December 2021. Man, we hear about the cheating going on in November and December when Grimes was pregnant. He was a slut in the late fall, early winter, man. In the same month, he welcomed the baby girl via his surrogate, Grimes. It was a month after he had twins with a former executive and 3 months before he began dating current girlfriend, Natasha Bassett. Elon Musk right now thinks he's on top of the world, which he is literally. Okay. But there is one thing. I don't know if I believe in karma or not, but there is one thing that will always come back to bite Elon Musk in the ass. Karma might or might not be real. I don't know. But you know what is going to come back to bite him in the ass? Is pissing off all these women. Oh, man. Don't be surprised if your mansion's burned down, bruh. Sergey and his wife were separated but living together when she had an affair with the Tesla CEO. And deservedly so, Elon Musk is getting all the hate. Deservedly so. But this dirty, rotten hack of an ex-wife, who I'm sure works so hard, she's not getting enough hate either. You know what I mean? Takes two to tango. She opened up her legs and other orifices. Wasn't like she was innocent. Not defending Elon. I think he's a piece of garbage. And if you told me I had a chance to work with him, I would not. I don't respect him. I don't think he's cool. I don't think he's unique. There's nothing about Elon Musk. I go, wow, that's so cool. I do think I want a Tesla someday if I had money. But I'm not like, oh, I'm bowing down to the church of Elon. I love this. The Google guy, Sergey Brin, he is the seventh richest man, worth $93 billion, while Musk is worth $253 billion, being the richest. Oh, no. Only $93 billion? How are you going to survive, bro? 856-49-HOPPY. Elon Musk, what's going to happen is he's going to die alone. He's going to have people around him, but it's going to be a very lonely life. Oh, I see this. I'm on the Daily Mail, and I'll play this, or not play it, but I'll talk about what happened at a Kid Rock concert in a second. But it's giving me a little banner for Dan Abrams Live. I've never heard of him. And it says, exclusive interview with Chris Cuomo on News Nation. That is how far Chris Cuomo has fallen. He went from being on arguably the biggest news network. I would say it's 1A, 1B, Fox News. Just depends on the day. And then you're going on News Nation to be interviewed. What a loser, dude. You are Fredo. I'm not Fredo. Shut up, dude. All right, is this headline here about Kid Rock. Kid Rock fans riot and trash North Dakota fair by hurling beer cans and climbing on the platform after show was canceled when bad weather ripped past. Singer says he is so pissed off. Kid Rock 51 canceled a sold-out show at the North Dakota Fairgrounds due to bad weather. I just feel like there's bad behavior at a fairgrounds in North Dakota. I don't think if you're going to a Kid Rock show in North Dakota that you're really someone I want to hang out with, that you're really someone that's able to behave in public. I would say that's the audience of a deadbeat dad at the fairgrounds and in general if you listen to Kid Rock. I mean, Sweet Home Alabama's cool. Like, if you hear, like one of his, like, main songs that was on the radio 20 years ago, like, on 98 Rock or whatever, or The Loop in Chicago, whatever, wherever you're listening, WMMS in Cleveland, that's fine. But if you know his whole list of songs, you're like, I'm a Kid Rock fan, you're also a deadbeat dad. Fans who had been at the venue for several hours were outraged by the news. Hey, man. You got to not be around your kids and family. Good. So that's a win for you guys. Video shows one fan going up before being tackled by security. Another unruly concert goer was led away in handcuffs by police. All for Kid Rock. All right, here's Kid Rock's tweet about it. So pissed off. We could not play for a sold out crowd tonight in Minot, North Dakota because of high winds. I know it sucks, but none of us can control Mother Nature. Please be safe leaving and take care of each other. Kid Rock. Wow, it's so cool. Kid Rock ends his tweet with saying Kid Rock. It's a very Gen X thing to do. The saddest part about that tweet is saying it's a sold-out crowd in Minot, North Dakota. You know what I mean? Like, you're saying I was performing in quite possibly one of the smallest towns. But then again, that sounds like that was the most exciting thing to happen in North Dakota ever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Now, I am not against being woke at all. I think you're gay. I want everybody to be included. So I'm just going to say the umbrella of the LGBTQ plus community. Whatever you want to do, whatever you identify as, if that's what you want to do, go at it. I don't care. As long as you're not hurting animals or kids or other humans and it's consensual, go at it. If you want to identify as a blue man, go ahead. Don't care. But I love these people that claim to be woke and better than you and, oh, we're up with the times. And then they get caught in scandals. And it's like, no wonder they were being woke. They were being woke the whole time because they were overcompensating because they knew they were a bad person. Like this woke Baltimore prosecutor who lost a primary after scandal showed that she was indicted for COVID fraud to pay for her $1 million Florida vacation properties as crime in Baltimore has spiraled. I feel like Baltimore's been spiraling probably since 2015 when the city was burning. Remember that? That was weird. The city was under fire. I don't know. Here's my thing. I love all these people that are woke. I think there's a lot of good in Black Lives Matter, but when they were using the money to buy mansions, and this prosecutor is using money to buy a mansion, it's like, who do you think you are? Because the whole time they're going to be pointing fingers. If Trump was our president, they'd be bashing Trump. If this was happening, they'd be bashing this. But then when it happens to them, they're like, oh, no comment because we're woke. We're so much better than you. Baltimore's attorney Marilyn Mosby lost her reelection bid after defense attorney Yvonne Bates beat her in the Democratic primaries. She was indicted earlier this year on two counts each of perjury and making false statements on a loan application in purchasing a Florida home and condo. She was accused of falsely saying that the COVID pandemic harmed her finances so she could get the loan. Can you imagine if a Republican did that? They'd be crucified. But when the liberals do it, oh, we didn't mean to. I don't care what political party you side on. You all suck.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display. But I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me. I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2. I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, it's the intro to Chelsea Handler, that dirty, rotten douchebag. I don't know if you can tell by my tone of voice and the way I began this segment, but I am not a big fan of Chelsea Handler. I don't particularly think she's funny, or talented, or likable, or pretty. But she's got to be good at sex. I'm not being sexist, but she literally got the job because of sex. And now she's having relationship issues with Joe Coy, which those two dating seems like toxic because he's got such a family man attitude on camera. You know, he's a little just out there, just a little bit. Nothing bad. But when you're so much like, oh, I'm a family man. All my comedy's about family. All family, 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 family. It's like, what do you really like, Joe Coy? And a lot of radio guys I know say he's cool, but what do you really like? This is from the Daily Mail showbiz page. Chelsea Handler admits that split from Joe Coy has been painful as she hints they might get back together one day. Ah, it's one of those relationships. It's been an emotional roller coaster. Oh, yeah, it sounds really healthy in the Handler household. Chelsea Handler has addressed her split from fellow comedian Joe Coy after announcing on Monday that they had gone their separate ways after nearly a year of dating. Oh, you're making it out to be like, oh, this was, like, I thought they were maybe together for 5 years. Oh, only a year of dating? Oh, they'll be back together in 2 days. While on the Wednesday episode of the podcast, We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle. That sounds terrible. The 47-year-old blonde said the breakup with her 51-year-old partner has been painful. She's quoted as saying, I've changed so much and my love was so big that it blew me open. And as painful as the ending of something like that is, I'm so well versed in therapy and knowing that every door shutting is a new beginning, and I believe it. It's good that she's going to therapy. I'm okay. I feel, you know, happy about the future now. Well, that's good. Let me see what this podcast says. I'm sure it's everybody else's fault with a little bit of humbleness where she's like, I need to work on myself. That's what my therapist told me.
I'm okay. I mean, I feel, you know, optimistic about the future now. Yeah. I've changed so much. Mm-hmm.
It's been since COVID. It's just, I've learned so much about myself, like the fact that I'm not really funny.
My love was like so big that it just blew me open.
Yeah.
As painful as the ending of something like that is.
A lot of Hollywood has.
I'm so well versed in therapy and understanding that.
Oh, I thought she was going to say well versed in failure.
Every door shutting is a new beginning. I do believe it. I don't think that when you know
it's Chelsea Handler when she swears. It's not a Chelsea Handler moment until she swears.
You have the grounding and the courage to say, you know, that something isn't working.
There's nothing grounded about you, Chelsea. You're talented at doing whatever you do, but you're not grounded. Oh, when I think of a grounded person, I think of Chelsea Handler.
Saying a lot more than that to the whole world, you know? And you're inviting in things that are going to be workable and more suited to your needs and what you're available for.
And all the co-hosts are just letting her babble on this podcast because it's like a Zoom call. And they're all like, yeah, thank you for coming on our podcast and giving us downloads. We're never going to ask any follow-up things because we want to keep you on. We're kiss asses. I think that's her problem. Is she surrounds herself with kiss asses.
And so I'm really happy to be handling a breakup in an honest way for the first
time. For the first time in your life? Oh, that's good. Every other time you've talked, you've been a lying idiot. But now you're being honest. That's good, Chelsea. We're so proud of you. You're being less of a sociopath. This next headline, man, I didn't even know Julia Fox. Do you remember Julia Fox, the girl that was at Kajams? And she was the one that was hooking up with Kanye and then was like, oh, man, I can't do this. When Julia Fox doesn't want to date you, you know Kanye West is a loser. Well, she was in a pyro coat as she filmed a video on the rooftop where her son was conceived. Of course she would get pregnant on a rooftop. That's a very Julia Fox thing. It's a very side chick energy thing. She took to social media over the weekend to show off her bold fashion sense. She's just wearing an outfit that shows her legs. My son was conceived on this rooftop, she said. That's good. Mommy has sex on a rooftop where it's dirty and gross. I can imagine like her one knee is just up, like, ugh. She's a weird chick, man. Got very demonic energy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this video, but it was Kanye West, Julia Fox, I think Floyd Mayweather was there, Madonna, Antonio Brown, and a few other side chicks, and they all took a Snapchat of them on a couch, and it was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. 10 years ago, I thought it would have been like hot. I've been like, oh my God, they're hooking up with each other. Now I'm like, ugh. Especially because Floyd Mayweather was there. Any woman that hangs out with Floyd Mayweather is an attention getter, is someone that doesn't have much going on. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Floyd Mayweather is a scumbag. I have a few things I want to talk about. First of all, my high school reunion is this November. Like, I knew that it's been 10 years since 2012. But there was something about getting the invitation on Facebook that just hurt. Like, because there wasn't a high school reunion announcement yet, I was kind of denying that 2012 was 10 years ago. And then, boom, it's like right in the gut. Let me tell you. I do not harbor any negative energy about high school. That's a complete lie. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will not be attending it. Here was my thing. It was in a group that was our graduation class video from 2012, which was Call Me Maybe. And they just changed the name of the group. And it was weird seeing conversations on the Facebook group. And like, you see like common threads. And it was like at one point that common thread ended. Like, you know, those like quotes where there was a time where you hung out with your friends outside for the last time. It was like seeing the end of high school is weird. And then seeing the three little items, 10Y, which means 10 years ago, and seeing that these comments were 10 years old, it was just felt very archaic. I felt old. I felt like a relic. Even though I'm 28 going on 29. But I have no intention to go. First of all, it's in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and I don't hold any negative energy about it, but nobody's reached out to me in 10 years. And it's not my narcissism of me going, oh, everybody should reach out to me because I'm in radio. I don't care. I'm no different than them. If they're an accountant or they're homeless, I don't care. We're all the same human being here. It's not this elitistness. But what, we're going to go into a gymnasium or maybe a little fancy dinner hall and, oh my God, you're pregnant, or oh my God, you have kids, and oh my God, you're in radio. I hated you assholes when I graduated. I wanted nothing to do with you. I remember during my graduation, I literally took off my gown and I threw it out in the garbage. I may have littered it on the front lawn of John Hersey High School. I think I threw it out. I wanted nothing to do with it. And there's kids that, when I come back home to Chicago, they're like, oh, yeah, we can kind of hang out, and then they don't hang out. So I'm like, I'm not going. Honestly, if you peaked in high school, man, I feel bad for you. I remember every second of school, I hated it. I just always knew I wanted to do radio. And then here I am, whatever I'm doing. 856-49-HOPPY. So I saw this TikTok, not this TikTok, but I was on LinkedIn, and I saw this announcement from the official TikTok LinkedIn page. It wasn't unverified. This was the TikTok's company's LinkedIn page. And it was saying that all these Asian publications were saying that TikTok's one of the best companies to work for, and that I'm talking about the integrity of TikTok. And now listen, I use TikTok. It's annoying, but I check it. My girlfriend will send me funny videos. The algorithm has it pretty down pat, and I'll explain it in a second. I get a lot of 2000s references and that. It's fine. It's irritating, and everyone does the same trend. Like, there's one of, like, it'll show somebody who is, like, famous but forgotten about, and it'll show a transition from their current phase to what they were, and it's like, oh, I was this character on that 70s show or whatever. Or the other trend on TikTok is, if only my 10-year-old self could see how beautiful my girlfriend is. And my girlfriend was like, why don't you do one about us? I go, because I don't need to tell people about a relationship. If you're making TikToks looking for people to tell you how beautiful your girlfriend is, you're not doing the relationship the right way. And then the comment from the girlfriend would be like, I love you, babe. It's like, no, you're talking to other people. Because if you're honestly having to let everybody know how high your girlfriend is, you feel like you're going to lose her, man. My girlfriend gets hit up all the time. And I'm not self-conscious. She's hot. But going back to the TikTok post, I saw this. Let me load it up here. I couldn't believe it. It was on LinkedIn, and it was saying that they were voted as, like, by these Asian publications as, like, the best company to work for. And I'm like, of course you were. That's where all our information's going. All right. This is from the official TikTok. We're thrilled to announce that TikTok has been awarded by HR Asia the best company to work for in the Asia 2022 Award Indonesia edition. This award goes to organizations that have been recognized by their employees for having the best work environment with high levels of employee engagement and advocacy. We're so honored to receive the award. Kudos to our colleagues and a huge thank you for building a great workplace culture at TikTok that embraces people of diverse backgrounds to drive growth and fuel inspiration. We look forward to having our teammates join us in our mission to inspire creativity and bring joy. AKA, they're taking our info.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best around, I'm a man of my words. RichKBarber.com. You got to sign up ahead of time. He has that salon loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's. And you might have to wait a few days. It might not be an immediate appointment because he's going to be booked. But you sign up for the waiting list, and then you can maybe have to wait 3-4 days for a haircut. But don't you want to look good? You can keep your hair long for 3-4 more days. Because there's also going to be times that there's going to be plenty of openings. But I'm just saying, it's worth the wait because he's a busy guy. RichKBarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black, or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Today, an outrage over Dave Chappelle. Because that's how we want to spend our lifetime. How short of a life we have. As we are a little speck on this universe, on this planet that's not even noticeable in the universe. Let's be offended over Dave Chappelle. Outraged over jokes. Yes, some of his jokes are a little over the top, but they're just words. Eight, five, six, 49 Hoppy. I'm an opener now, Dave Chappelle says, for Chris Rock and Kevin Hart. Dave Chappelle hasn't opened for anyone in years, but that changed Saturday night when he warmed up the crowd, more like supercharged the crowd for Chris Rock and Kevin Hart. All right. And this was at Madison Square Garden.
Square Garden, I'll be like, yeah, nigga, it's my first time in the game, nigga. Yeah.
I don't even know what that footage was saying, but of course it's crappy because they were probably like shaking the camera. Because I think this is probably one of those shows where you have to put something in a pouch. It was a huge surprise to all the fans at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Dave just came out, cigarette in hand with no intro. He walked out to Radiohead's Karma Police and then talked about cancel culture, and the crowd ate it up. There was a reference to the venue that canceled his performance in Minneapolis a few days ago after protests erupted. He said, had to sneak my way in here. Despite what you read about me in the news, I'm okay and I appreciate the support. He wasn't just up there for a few minutes. It was an ongoing set, which went for about 20 minutes. He talked about getting tackled at the Hollywood Bowl, saying his bodyguards were slow on uptake because they were wearing dress shoes, saying that they were sliding all over the place like a bowling alley. And now all bowling alleys are offended by that joke. None of them can take a joke. As for the attacker's punishment, Dave said he hopes the guy gets monkeypox behind bars, saying not that he should die, but his ass should itch for 4 to 6 weeks. Sounds like Dave. When it was Chris Rock and Kevin Hart's turn, they killed for an hour, both referencing Will Smith several times. Chris Rock also mocked cancel culture, saying anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face. And it's true. 856-49 Hoppy. Malik Monk played for the Los Angeles Lakers, and he's not there anymore. And he says LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook can coexist in L.A. He said it'll all work out. Malik may no longer be a Laker, but his old team will be just fine, he said. And here's the video about it. What's he going to say? Oh, Russ is a douchebag who is a triple-double version of Allen Iverson. He's Allen Iverson who can dunk. I mean, what's he going to say? The truth? Get the hell out of here. 856-49 Hoppy. Just waiting to get through this ad. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hey, my guy, dude. Hey, first of all, we're gonna miss you.
For sure.
You're, you man, we came out here and did your thing, and you're you're certified, bro. Like, you know, everyone knows your scoring capabilities is crazy. Do you feel like the, like, damn, you want to get, like, LeBron had something to, like, had helped you, you know, like, in that next step? Like,
oh, yeah, of course. LeBron had a big part of everything, man. He had a big part of me coming to L.A. So, it's Bron, bro. So, he's going to try to help every teammate that he come in contact with. So, I don't got nothing bad to say.
He help you reach, like, that next level?
Yeah. You got to play at the level that he plays at, man.
Right.
If not, you going to get surpassed. So, that's why he's so great.
Well, listen, the Lakers are in a situation right now where apparently there's this rumor. There's all these trade rumors, right? But apparently, they all three of the superstars got on the phone call, and they said they've agreed to work it out.
I just seen that.
Do you think that that's possible? Because
of course,
there's a lot of speculation that it wasn't. You know,
nah, they're grown men, man. Especially when they had combos like that, I think it'll work out for them, man. Because they all great.
And
grown men act like babies, bro. Have you seen LeBron's reaction?
But as far as like,
just saying.
Seeing that like manifest on the court, like next season, if everyone's healthy,
yeah.
Are they like the low-key, the sleeper, like giant?
It's a big chance, man. It's a big chance. We're gonna be a sleeper though.
I know you are. Hey, one last.
Yeah, those dumb paparazzi always ask about every other celebrity, but not about him. Dummies.
One last thing, man. Mm-hmm. There's people that say players demanding trades is ruining things in basketball. Even like the execs are like pissed off about it. Is that fair, or is it like a players' league now?
I feel like it's both ways. It go both ways, so you can do either way.
Hell yeah! So did Magic Johnson in the 80s. 8-5, 6-6, 49. Hoppy. Let's see what team Malik Monk is on for the Sacramento Kings. It's like if Purgatory was an NBA league or as an NBA team, it would be that. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't care anymore. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm playing on the Sacramento Kings. I don't know. And I don't care.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company around. Go there, get the invoice, and tell them I sent you. All right, time for some celebrity news.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49, Hobby. 856-494-6773.
Now, Hobby Hot Topic.
Billy Bobby Brown's hard work and acting at such a young age is apparently paying off.
You don't say. Her being on one of the biggest shows ever? Whoa, what a concept.
18-year-old actress has reportedly made history, as she is set to receive a paycheck of $10 million for her reprising role in Netflix's Enola Holmes 2.
It is creepy how grown up she is. It's a little bothersome.
According to Variety, this means that the Stranger Things star is setting a record for the largest upfront salary paid to an actor under the age of 20.
That's cool.
Billy first played the role of Enola in the 2020 film opposite Henry Cavill.
That's good.
Godzilla vs. Kong actress takes on the role of Sherlock Holmes' younger sister in the film series, with Henry portraying the famous detective. Netflix confirmed there would be a sequel to the film back in May, with the streaming service's UK Twitter writing, "A sequel is afoot. Millie Bobby Brown and Henry Cavill will return in Enola Holmes 2. Access Hollywood spoke with the Man of Steel actor back in September 2020 when the first Enola Holmes hit Netflix.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Steph and Aisha Curry's kids are too cute.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, feels like just 2 days ago, the kid was crying at the press conference. That was 7 years ago.
The NBA star hosted the 2022 ESPYs.
And everybody hated on it. Like, well, what's he supposed to do? Be funny? He did okay.
And before the event, he hit up the red carpet with his wife. But it was their two daughters who really stole the show.
Oh, that business open relationship known as their marriage.
10-year-old Riley and 7-year-old Ryan were totally styling as they posed for pics with their famous parents.
Mm-hmm.
Riley rocked a monochromatic look with space buns and black sunglasses.
That's good. They really dressed up. It's not really translating into this podcast, so let's hear his interview.
Steph, you're hosting tonight. How excited are you, and what makes you more nervous?
The fact that nobody cares about the ESPYs, or that I don't want to be here. What makes you more nervous?
Being nominated 3 times or taking the stage as host?
It's kind of a little bit of both, because obviously hosting, I've never done it before at this stage. And I know people are expecting a great show and some laughs and some entertainment. So hopefully I bring it with that. But being nominated is like, do you present yourself with the award if you win?
Yeah, I mean, also, it's got to be awkward getting an ESPY, because, like, who wants an ESPY?
How does that? You tell me. I've never hosted the ESPYs. I think.
I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Neither has he, dummy. I've never hosted. Yeah. This was before the ESPYs. She says, I've never been the host of an ESPYs. Neither has he. It wasn't until a few hours later.
Who's won any category? So I can't even answer that. I have to answer that after the show.
Mm-hmm.
We saw your family, Aisha and the kids. Riley just turned 10, double digits. How good does it feel to have all of them out here tonight?
It means a lot. That's what it's all about, being able to share these experiences with your family.
Yeah, the open relationship we have.
My wife has been supporting me through and through my entire career. I wouldn't be on this stage without her.
Yeah, she's the one that supports me, not the side chicks.
And I have my kids here that get to remember this. And
that's good.
And laugh with me and enjoy the moment with me. It means the world.
Cool. All right, here's a little more about it.
The 2022 ESPYs were on Wednesday, and they brought the heat to the Los Angeles red carpet with some...
Oh, wow, they're wearing crazy clothes, those athletes.
Major sports legends, as well as some A-list celebs, stepping out on the carpet. Access Hollywood is breaking down the all-star looks of the night.
Doesn't really translate, but everybody, this Sierra outfit, man, her boobs are about to pop out. It's like, brrr. You think about that Russell Wilson video where he's like, unbelievable that I got a girl with this big of boobs. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of a boob.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey, Kim, I knew you was going to be successful. You know why? Because you have 2 Kardashian names in your name. The only advice I can give you, watch out for them Tristans. That's all I got to say.
Watch out for Lil Rel Howery, because he's taking no prisoners.
Watch out for who? I mean, the joke is good, but don't act like he's a household name. Watch out for someone you've never heard of.
For them Tristans. That's all I got to say.
Watch out for Lil Rel Howery, because he's taking no prisoners.
Who?
And by no prisoners, we really just mean Tristan Thompson.
Thompson's probably like having like a foursome. Like, oh, they're talking bad about me. I'm having 4 different girls suck my...
Watch out for them Tristans. That's all I got to say. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, y'all thinking it.
You're so funny, bro. Making a joke that everyone's thinking. How original.
The playful dig went down at the 2022 ESPYs.
The playful dig, he's looking for attention because no one's gone, oh my God, I'm such a fan of this guy, whatever his name is.
Lil Rel chilling in the audience on sport's biggest night, next to some top-tier athletes like Chloe Kim, an Olympic gold medalist in snowboarding. But it's her name, Chloe, and last name, Kim, yeah, like the Kardashians, that inspires Lil Rel to crack a joke.
You have 2 Kardashian names in your name.
Yeah, we heard that. 856 49 Hoppy, and a joke is less funny every time I hear it.
And finally, that 70s show, the beloved cast, all grown up, hanging out down the street once again. It's been 16 years since the hit sitcom wrapped up.
And why is it not on any services? I'm not saying that 70s show is that good or anything, but I want to have the option to watch it and go, it's not funny. You know what I mean? I hate that it's not on any platforms.
Now the Point Place gang reuniting for a follow-up series called That 90s Show, the new show.
Oh, that's what we need, not the way to watch it on demand. We need a new show called That 90s Show. Wow.
Set to focus on Eric and Donna's teenage daughter, Annette.
Because it really worked when they did That 80s Show in 2002. That went so far. Google it.
Netflix is bringing back most of the original crew, including Topher Grace, Laura Prepon, Mila Kunis, and Ashley.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Earlier this week, Wilmer Valderrama, a.k.a. Fez, gave a little update on how production's going.
What about Hyde? Where is he at? I don't really see them calling him, hey, buddy, you got accused of rape, and we're in Scientology. We knew the whole time, but then we got caught, so now we can't really invite you, even though you were one of the best parts about the show.
And I'll be in there alone. I love Tai Chi.
Yep, there you go. The actor shared this photo of the script with the caption, now if I could just remember the accent.
Yeah. I wonder if you could get canceled for that accent now.
But how could anybody forget a voice?
We all kind of forgot because it wasn't that good of a show.
Let's begin this morning with that stifling heat as temperatures are expected to break records up and down the East Coast today.
Forget about the record heat. Think about the record amount of money companies like Duke Energy are making. A lot of money.
At least three deaths have been reported that so sucks. Far from the heat this week. Meteorologist Samara Theodore is in steamy Washington, D.C. this morning. Samara, good morning. How bad is it going to be?
And it's not because of the sucks that Kamala had this morning in the shower. That's not why it's hot over there.
Well, we've now got 90 million people that are going to be waking up to some intense heat and heat alerts throughout the country, with a major portion being in the Midwest.
The Midwest, it's hotter in the Midwest when it's hot out than in Florida, because like it gets so cold that you're like, I want the cold weather, which I don't get. People that hate the weather, it's like one weather and take it. Don't complain that it's cold out and then wish it's hot and then wish it's hot when it's cold out. You know, it's annoying.
For the Northeast, they've already been dealing with sweltering heat through the past week, and now they are looking at some of the warmest temperatures of the year this far. Washington, D.C. will be coming in at 99 degrees. Out in Philly, it's going to be feeling like 98, even up in areas like New England, Boston, in the upper 90s.
And that's like new for them. It's wicked hot out.
Looking at 20-plus records being broken today.
That's good. A record amount of time of the weather being talked about. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
I'm in front of the cameras today because I really need to talk in order for me to start my healing process.
Yeah. Wow, good microphone, Ricky Martin. Don't get these dumb fucking millionaires, these former radio guys, these comedians, these singers that don't get a better microphone. Why do... I'm not talking myself down. Well, why do I have better equipment?
This is Ricky Martin, and I just want to say that my nephew is crazy.
Get a fucking micro.
Hey, VLL call, Ricky Martin.
I'm in front of the cameras today because I really need to talk in order for me to start my healing process. For 2 weeks, I was not allowed to defend myself because I was following a procedure where the law obligated me not to talk.
Yeah, that's how it works, bud.
Until I was in front of a judge. And got this claims were proven to be false, but I'm...
I don't know if they were proven, it just didn't really go to court.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It has been so painful. It has been...
Oh, so hard. If it was so painful, move on.
And devastating for me, for my family, for my friends.
Yeah. You have friends?
No wishes upon anybody. To the person that was claiming this.
I can't take this.
The microphone.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Selena Gomez is 30, flirty, and thriving.
Oh, is she thriving? Because she's telling us she's thriving. Oh, I'm sure she's so happy that Selena Gomez. She doesn't live in the past.
With a new decade comes new clarity on her love life, with a source telling ET she's more open to love. But dating isn't her only focus right now.
She is a lonely cat woman at this point. She's 30 going on 70. I'm so unhappy. Shut up.
It's nice to have a little bit something to myself.
You're miserable.
And the actress is doing just that as she rings in her 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. Our source says Selena isn't dating anyone specific right now. And although she's more open to love, Sel is very much focused on herself and her work. She's in a very healthy place. She is feeling fantastic and very mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy.
Good for her.
I'm ready to do it. You know, I'm ready to go to the next level.
Yeah, we all are. We're all ready to do it.
And while we support Selena dating or not dating, doing whatever makes her happy.
That's good.
There's at least one person trying to get the inside scoop on her love life, her grandma.
So how did you end it with that guy?
Yeah, that's
not scripted at all. A genuine moment.
Sel's Nana interrupting her makeup tutorial to get the tea on what sounds like a recent split.
Oh, no. She was having sex at Selena Gomez. Whoa!
So how did you end it with that guy?
Yeah. That was a genuine moment. Why don't people like Selena Gomez?
Happy hour. Happy
Not genuine.
Happy hour will be right
back. Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net. Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. He's got memberships and much more. FitsAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Who are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
It's time to turn Hoppy on. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
As the highest rated show on A&E, then Live PD was abruptly canceled over its depictions of policing in the wake of the George Floyd killing.
What, making police look bad? No, we can't make them look bad and expose the frat house known as police. No, we gotta bow down to cops and be bootlickers.
Now, 2 years later, it's back on a new network with a new name.
The show Live PD ended abruptly 2 years ago. Now,
yeah, people wanted it off. When you wanted to get rid of Paw Patrol, that's when it got out of hand. Like, relax, guys.
It's back with a new name and a new network.
Live
Same pigs.
PD was definitely a huge hit for A&E.
The show.
That's the host that did it. Yeah, you know he hasn't done much since.
Is now being called On Patrol Live, and it's on the Reels channel.
Oh, yeah, we all love the Reels channel.
We're taking you to the streets of America.
The show will bounce between 30 police departments, depending.
Does it show Pasco County? That was the best.
Depending on where the action is.
We have 30 feeds coming in.
We know. We watched it, brah. This dude was like the Scott Hansen of cops.
One time, at least 4 cameras per department.
Oh wow! Thanks, man. That's like 120 cameras.
Live PD was canceled in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and
yeah, that was a big deal.
The national protests that followed. It was claimed the show was racially insensitive.
It kind of was.
This is a critical time in our nation's history, and we have made the decision to cease production, A&E declared.
And no one's watched A&E since. 856 49 Oppie. It's 856. Watch out for Kanye.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are more in love than ever before.
Yeah.
But a source tells ET why Kanye West is still bitter about
I thought he was such a good guy, Kanye fans. Keep bowing down to your loser.
their relationship.
Loser.
You just gotta roll with it.
Yeah, it seems Kanye might be taking that advice because our source says the rapper's attempting to accept that Pete is here to stay.
Yeah, he's banging your girl. Your ex-girl.
Kanye will never fully give up on the idea of getting back together with Kim, but...
Can you imagine if Kid Cudi said that? All the Kanye fans would be like, Kid Cudi sucks. But when Kanye does it, oh, that's just Kanye being Kanye.
He is slowly understanding that it is getting less and less realistic, and that torments him.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, because Julia Fox is so worth it. Maybe you shouldn't have cheated, Kanye.
It's also a part of the reason why he's been keeping himself out of the spotlight.
That's good. He's off the grid, 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 grid.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Khloe Kardashian has the ultimate clapback.
I have daddy issues. Leave me alone.
Big criticism over expecting baby number two with ex Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I would. I would be making fun of her too if I heard that.
I just want to live my life and be happy.
Yeah,
Khloe posted.
Well, you're doing all the wrong things.
Posted a bikini pic showing off her ripped abs while enjoying the good life on a.
Yeah, how much time did it take to Photoshop those abs? Almost said ribs.
Private yacht. But it's Coco's reminder to the haters in her caption that has us over here clapping. Quote, don't forget the crown may tilt at times, but it never falls.
Oh, that's good. I thought when they said it was the ultimate clapback, I thought it meant like she got the clap again. It was back.
So we're going to begin with the latest from Uvalde, Texas. The school superintendent there is recommending that the district police chief, Pete Arredondo, be fired for his handling of the Robb Elementary School shooting. The district.
And this is why it's hard to like cops. There's always good cops out there, but then there's always the cops that defend their own, like this department. The Uvalde Police Department represents everything that's wrong with police. All in one situation. They're all pussies.
District has scheduled a meeting this weekend to discuss it. Arredondo was placed on administrative leave following the shooting. It killed 19 students and two teachers.
It took them 90 minutes to get there because they're all pussies. And then there was this one dude. Oh, I didn't go down the hall because I was sending texts to my wife. You're a cop. You're supposed to do like 9 things at once. Send a text while saving people. Oh, but oh, they're all pussies, dude.
Music roundup starting with Rihanna. This weekend, the singer made another rare appearance as she supported ASAP Rocky for a festival performance in Paris.
Hell yeah!
Pictures, which you can see on HollywoodLife.com.
And then she got the Eiffel Tower later on.
The umbrella singer rocked a skin-tight black pantaboots by Balenciaga and Adidas as she arrived for the Lollapalooza Music Festival to see Rocky perform. Yeah. The new mama also wore a long-sleeve green and blue athletic windbreaker by Martine Rose and accessorized with heavy layers of freshwater pearls. Now,
good for her. Let's hear about this drama with One Direction, which they are a downplaying.
And going back on stage. All right, now let's talk about Louis Tomlinson because he's dodging all of the One Direction beef. This morning, the former One Direction member refused to engage when asked about Liam Payne's recent beef with Zayn Malik in a new interview. Louis told the interviewer that he was fishing for something, and then the Two of Us singer proceeded to dodge the questions and turn the conversation to the boy band's fame by saying he's immensely proud of what the group accomplished. Now,
yeah, that's the politically correct answer. There's definitely beef there, though.
Stick round up, and we're kicking it off today with Selena Gomez and her effortless skincare routine.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This week, the singer took to TikTok in nothing but a white towel to show off just how she keeps her skin so clear and amazing.
And just how she wipes up.
By the looks of it, she doesn't really have to do much.
Pew!
Video, Selena can be seen in front of a mirror after showering, wearing her white towel around her body and her hair as she showcased her routine while also jamming out to the lovely Ariana Grande.
Oh, I thought she'd be jamming out to her own music.
I mean, sounds like my typical night too. Head over to HollywoodLife.com to see the vid for yourself.
Oh, so you're a lonely cat woman? Me too.
All right, switching gears to Britney Spears and her relationship with her two sons, Sean Preston and Jaden Federline.
Mm-hmm.
Last month seemed to be a blissful time for the singer as she and Sam Asghari held their beautiful wedding ceremony and moved into a gorgeous $12 million mansion in Calabasas, which is the same neighborhood that Sean and Jaden live in with their...
I love how they said that it appeared like everything was good. I wonder how things really were.
father, Kevin Federline. Well, despite Britney's kids not showing up to the wedding, Hollywood Life has learned exclusively from a source close to Britney that her and Sam's relocation has made her relationship with her kids stronger than ever.
That's good.
According to our insider, now that she lives in the same neighborhood as her sons in Calabasas, they are over her house quite often.
Hell yeah.
They dig their mom's pool, and they like having her so accessible.
Make sure she doesn't burn it down like she almost burned down her gym like 3 years ago.
Means a lot to her, and this was one of the main reasons that she chose this place. Okay, and now let's talk about Drake, because he's truly living his best life in Saint-Tropez, France. Yep.
Hell yeah. Drake would be in France. That's like the only place that likes his music. You have to be on a yacht to like his new music. His new music's fine, but it's yacht music. Like, big yacht.
Yesterday, the 35-year-old singer was spotted on a yacht with a 21-year-old YouTube star, Suede Brooks, and these two looked like they were having a good old time.
Yeah, she looks barely legal. She looks like a young 21, like she'd be ID'd in a second. Drake liking younger women? I didn't know that was possible. He totally wasn't trying to groom Millie Bobby Brown. He had good intentions with her and Billie Eilish. If he was any other dude, he'd be on filmywatchdog.us.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Lastly, before we get out of here.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your car general.
Oh God, I can't even take that microphone. Are we just not? I'm glad I don't even have to play this video. Kylie Jenner flashes big ring while cuddling with Travis Scott. Oh, that's good. You're cuddling with that douchebag. And Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson had a romantic rendezvous down under. Oh, that's good. That's what the video was going to say. Okay. First, you had Ricky Martin not knowing how to use a microphone. And you have this. Like, I know I have an ear for radio because I work in radio and I have an ear for sound. But my God, are the levels loud.
Roundup, and we are kicking things off.
Oh, God, I can't take it. Jesus, we deserve better. Speaking of we deserve better.
President Biden this morning isolated inside the White House residence.
Isolated in the White House residence? Joe Biden's isolated himself since he got into office.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.